to Russia next, where a woman suspected of blowing up a prominent war blogger in St. Petersburg has been arrested. Maxim Fomin, a well-known military blogger and cheerleader for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, was killed yesterday in what appeared to be the second assassination on Russian soil of a figure closely associated with the invasion. Let's talk to freelance journalist and Russian analyst Jason Corcoran. Jason, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. So at this stage, what's known about this attack and the woman that has been arrested?
Hi, Brian. Yeah, the individual Maxim Fomin, who actually changed his name prior to the war to Vladimir Tatarsky, he was killed in an explosion in Putin's hometown of St. Petersburg on Sunday. He was a very outspoken and ultra-nationalist military blogger known for his zealous pro-war commentary and occasional criticism of Moscow's setbacks on the battlefield. So he was at this gathering of pro-nationalists in this cafe, which was incidentally a cafe that was reportedly owned by Yevgeny Piroshkin, who is Putin's so-called chef and head of the Wagner mercenary army. And he was presented allegedly with a figurine by a woman at this event. And it turned out the figurine contained an explosive, and it exploded and killed Tatarsky Fomin instantly and injured a number of other people.
And the woman then who has been arrested, Daria Trepova, if I have that right.
Yes, Daria Trepova, apparently she was the woman who presented the figurine, and she has been captured by the Ministry of Internal Affairs. Herself and her husband have reportedly claimed that she was used as an unwitting actor, and she didn't know the figurine contained explosives when she presented it to Mr. Fomin. So they have now captured Ms. Trepova, and she's now being questioned by Russian authorities.
Now, the Kremlin is blaming Ukraine for this, saying that the Ukrainians are behind this, but have they offered any evidence to support that contention?
No, I think it's all supposition. They have, straight away blamed the Ukrainians, and the advisor to the Ukrainian president, Mr. Zelensky, Mykhailo Podolyak, has claimed that this is Russian infighting, which is on the rise, and suggesting that the explosion showed signs of domestic terrorism. But it's very hard to say at the moment. The fact that the cafe is owned by Yevgeny Piroshkin, I think, is significant. Mr. Fomin conducted an interview with Prigozhin this year, in which the Wagner boss was very critical of Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, and the chief of general staff, Valery Gerasimov, over supply issues, because Wagner is fighting an intense battle in Bakhmut as we speak. And Mr. Prigozhin has been complaining about the supply lines, that he can't get ammunition, and his logistics have been very difficult. So he's been very critical of the authorities. So this could, in fact, be a warning to Prigozhin for stepping on so many toes with his open and sometimes foul-mouthed criticism of Shoigu and the Russian generals.
And in relation to support in Russia for the war, is that being by and large sustained, would you say, Jason?
I think that there is a large degree of fatigue about the war in Russia. People are sort of burying their heads in the sand and trying to sort of dream that it might go away. But unfortunately, this assassination in St. Petersburg, Putin's hometown, and then we had a car bombing of Daria Dugina in September. She's the daughter of Putin's sort of chief ideologue, Alexander Dugin, has really brought it home. And for those of a certain age, Brian, it's reminiscent of the wild 90s when car bombings and assassinations were very much commonplace.
Yeah, because in this attack yesterday, there were up to 30 people were injured?
30 people were injured, I believe, 8 seriously. And you can see, if you're so inclined to go on social media, you can see the explosion, because in Russian cities now, everything is recorded. Big Brother is watching every single street corner. And there's extensive footage of the event inside the cafe before the explosion.
All right, listen, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for talking to us. That's Jason Corcoran there on the line.